Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, recently here locally, we've been having a lot of storms, and I'm sure you guys can relate to. You've had that conversation where people say, like, you know, you get the best sleep in a thunderstorm. You get the best sleep, you know, when it rains, or even amidst like the crackling and
that does
the lightning and the thunder. No. And it's just like you have those friends. It's like to me, it's like I think about that conversation the next morning, and it's like you're at work or you're with some friends. Like, did you hear the thunder last night? Did you hear that? Did it wake you up? They're like, no, man, I was out. It's just like, man, it was the best times of sleep amidst the storm, you know. And it just really got me to thinking, because where we are right now, and we've been talking about it so much, it's just like there's a storm going on. It's just like not a weather storm, but it's like there are those storms. It's just like you look at the world right now, and it's just like everything is just shaking.
Yeah.
And so many people are not paying attention to it. And I've been abiding in Luke and just looking at the life of Jesus and how he walked. And there's a time when he's walking with his disciples, and in Luke 8, it says that Jesus is walking. He says, hey, let's go over to the other side of the lake. And I'm paraphrasing. So they get in the boat and they set out. And while they're in this boat, there's a storm that comes. And there's such a false gospel that lies to you that says, I'm walking with Jesus. Why are there hardships? Why is there difficulties? And it's just like, listen, Jesus said, you're going to have troubles.
Yeah.
You're going to have hardships. You can look about it in John 16. And he says, but take heart. He says, I've overcome this life. And it's like, if you think about it, and it's just like, you got to look at the fact that, you know, if you know that there's a storm coming in your life, imagine it's just like, okay, you're getting ready for work, and all of a sudden somebody just stops you before you leave the house and says, hey, you're going to get in a car accident today. Just going to give you a heads up so that you can prepare. You're not going to be as shocked if it happens. So you're going to be able to prepare for it. But you think about it, and it's like, while the storm is happening, the disciples and Jesus are on this boat. Of all the things that could have happened, Jesus falls asleep. Jesus is asleep, right? Mm-hmm. And you look at this, and it says, the boat is being swamped, and they were in great danger. And it's just like, you listen to the one of our recent programs, it's like we're talking about just the symphony of all the things that are happening across the globe. And I would venture to say that danger would probably be a good word to describe what is going on in the world.
To say the least.
Yeah.
That would be an accurate word. And it's just like, but you look at this whole situation, and it's just like, have you ever watched somebody sleep before, you know, without being that creepy guy, but it's like just seeing somebody sleep, you know, they don't look anxious. I mean, with the exception of like somebody having a nightmare or something.
Right.
But it's like they're very peaceful. So Jesus is there amidst a situation of great danger, and he's sleeping. So obviously the disciples are freaking out. They're focused on the storm. They're looking at Jesus. They're focusing on the storm. And they go to wake him up. And they say, Master, Master, we're going to drown. They're focusing on how the storm is going to overcome them. So Jesus gets up and he says to the wind, he rebukes the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided and it was calm. And it's just like, you got to get this. Like when you read the Bible, like this actually happened.
Right.
You got to look at this situation, and this actually happened. And it's just like the powerful thing is though, that these disciples who were walking with Jesus, they were not focused on Jesus. They were focused on the storm. And it's just like, that's such an important reminder to remind yourself. It's just like, you can be walking with Jesus and not focused on Jesus, which is not a good thing. Mm. You need to be having your gaze focused on him. And we've talked about that in previous programs. It's like beholding Jesus, focusing on Jesus. Our gaze has to be on him in our abiding time in all that we do. But what is so powerful, though, what the Lord is just showing us and showing me, too, is like I talked about a previous program about the grace of God. And it's just like there's a twistingness that's happening in what is being shared in the gospel. What's being shared right now is that if you don't understand pressure and things that are bigger than you, you're not going to understand the grace of God. That has to come first. And you think about it with that same concept too. It's like there is so much danger. There's so much stress coming. Without that first, you're truly not going to understand the peace of God. Mm-hmm. And it's like you look at this. When you look at Jesus who was sleeping, it wasn't that apathy, lackadaisical thing. He was at peace knowing the fact that his Father was in control. And if we're spending time with Jesus, we're going to be able to have peace in amidst those storms of great danger. Mm. But what is powerful about it, though, is like you think about this, is that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. You got to get this. Isaiah talks about it, and you look at it in Isaiah 9. He says, "For us a child is born, and to us a son is given." He says the government will be on his shoulders. God's not surprised as far as what's happening in the world right now. And it says in Isaiah, it says he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There is no greater peace than when you spend time whose name is peace. Mm. You got to connect that. You got to get that. Because if you're listening to what man is saying, this is peace, but I'm peace over here. Mm-hmm. That's a temporary, that's a false peace. But when you look at this, Jesus responded and he confronted the storm by his words, by his authority. And when you look at this, his disciples responded in fear and amazement. And they said, "Who is this that speaks with such authority? Who is this?" That's from another scripture. Who is this that speaks with such authority? But they were caught up in fear and like even the storm answers. Even the storm responds to him. And church, we got to get this. Because if we're spending time with the one who is peace, our greatest witness is the peace that's going to be upon us amidst that great danger, amidst that storm. Everybody's boats, everybody's situation, mm-hmm. businesses, families, they're all going to be shaking. But they're going to look at us and see the peace of God upon us, and they're going to be like, "Aren't you alarmed? Aren't you concerned? Don't you see that my life is in great danger?" They're going to bring that situation to you. And you're going to respond to the storm. You're going to respond to the situation. And you're going to tell them about the one who is the Prince of Peace. And when you tell them, repent. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Turn your eyes to Jesus and not the storm. And they are going to respond and say, "That storm subsided when you prayed. Mm-hmm. You talked to me about the Prince of Peace." And the fear of God is going to come on people when they see the fact that your God is bigger than my storm. Mm. What I was looking at was not what I needed to be looking at. And it's just like, we're not going to truly understand peace until those increasing shakings are happening. So don't fret. And if you are looking at in fear or worry, in the danger, you're looking at the wrong thing. Jesus has called us to be peaceful because he's called us to spend time with him and abide in him. And it's just like you maintain your peace and your walk with Jesus and watch how he brings people to you so that you can minister for him.
Yeah, you have a choice. You can put your focus on the problem and on the storm, or you can, behold him. And when mm-hmm. you behold him and you look at the Lord and you focus your attention on him, I think of Isaiah says, he will keep that person in perfect peace whose mind is yes. steadfast on God. Don't put your mind on your problem and on the storm. Put your mind on Jesus Christ and watch the peace of God fill your spirit and your soul, and you'll be able to walk through any trial in your life. Just keep your eyes focused on the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.